time.
Are you employed, sir?
Andrew's in.
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
Well, I do work, sir. So if you don't mind...
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
I've been working all day, coming right on the side. Running around like a blue-ass fly. I've been working, yeah, I've been working all day, coming right. Every bleeding minute I've been on the go. Up and down the ladder like a fiddler's elbow. I've been working, yeah, I've been working all day, coming right. Wait for the morrow at half past ten when I sign up for the night till then. I've been working, yeah, I've been working all day, coming right. I got no calls, no play, no text. For a score in the end, I've been breaking me back. I've been working all day, coming right. Call me a crook, call me bent, but I need more than food and rent. I've been working, yeah, I've been working all day.
Episode 94, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you, nickel and dime.
Every penny counts, folks, and they're taking it from you.
That's right.
Every chance they get.
Hidden ATM fees, hidden bill fees.
Chump taxes.
They're charging you for plastic bags in the state of California. They're freaking...
It's out of control.
It's just nickel and dimed.
Yeah, I mean, we were just... You know, talking before the mics went hot about how, you know, like your utility company, let's say, you know, and they have some crisis where the gas line, you know, like in the Bay Area, the Pacific Gas and Electric had a gas line explosion. It blew up like houses in a neighborhood. It killed people. They're going to get, you know, fined billions of dollars. And you know what's going to happen is that 3 months after that court settlement comes out that they got to pay all this money, there's going to be some new, you know, utility extension use tax fee that they're going to add to your bill for like $1.25. You're not even going to notice that it's there. But you know what? Every time you pay your bill, you're helping to pay off their fuck up.
That's right.
And so that's getting nickel and dimed, people.
Exactly. And us, we're just, you know, on the low end of the totem pole, really. Struggling. You know, we work our asses off. Make a decent wage. But... other people are just fucking over everyone else. The banks, the fucking Wall Street bitches.
Yeah, I mean, not to sound overly Occupy-esque, but the top 1%, you know, the one percenters
you're going to hear later in the show is my band, Fight Music, Fuck the 1%.
Yeah, and, you know, we're looking right here on Wikipedia talking about income inequality in the United States. A 2011 study by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, found that the top earning 1% of households in America increased their income by 275% after taxes and income transfers over a period between 1979 and 2007. During that same period, the 60% of the middle class of America increased their wealth by 40%. Okay? So that basically means that for every dollar that we earned in inflation and growth and everything over that like 40-year period of time, they were earning $10 to $15 to $100 more.
That's right. 3% inflation every year in California. What type of raise do you get?
You know, most people are lucky if they
2.5 to 3%. It's like, yeah, you know, the wage inequality fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, it's a standard of living increase. It's not even a fucking raise.
Yep, that's right.
It's a
food prices are going up. Everything's going up.
Yeah, and you know it. The whole, you know, furor over Obamacare, in air quotes there, the whole thing with that is exactly like what we're talking about. It's like, okay, you get a decent job with a decent wage, you know, you're not making a ton of money, but you're, you know, kind of making enough to make it, and you got a wife, you got a kid, whatever, and you got to get, you know, health and medical benefits. Next thing you know, you're getting like $400 or $500 taken out of every paycheck and stuff. You know, it's like a third of your income is going to these benefits and whatever, so that you can just survive on a daily basis. What the fuck is that?
The whole free healthcare thing. Government wanted money. They wanted their hand in the medical industry to make money off it. There's
and
a penalty.
Can you blame
them?
I mean, look at companies like Genentech.
I can't blame them.
Pfizer.
Greedy Fox.
Dude. I mean, that's the whole point of capitalism, though, right? Follow the money. And the fucking money
that's
right now
right.
is...
We're a money-hungry, money-obsessed culture in America. Anyway, I think this talking segment is almost over. So, here comes some more music.
All right. We got the Avett Brothers with I'm a Hard, Hard Worker Every Day.
Country flavor coming at you.
On rhyme.
And treason.
Every penny counts.
I'm a hard, hard worker, I'm working every day. I'm a hard, hard worker, and I'm saving all my pay. If I ever get some money put away, I'm gonna take it all out and celebrate. I'm a hard, hard worker every day. Well, I woke up early this morn. And I woke up early this morn. Yeah, I woke up early this morn. And I got up early to sing. And I got up early to sing. I got up early to sing. Cause I'm a hard, hard worker, I'm working every day. I'm a hard, hard worker, and I'm saving all my pay. If I ever get some money put away, I'm gonna take it all out to celebrate. I'm a hard, hard worker every day. Well, I give my thanks to the Lord. And I give my thanks to the Lord, 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 please give me some more. And I got way down on my knees. Say, Lord, can you help me if you please, please, please? Can you save me from this working man disease? Load in, load out, get down, get out. Drive home too late, my mind stays crooked and my back stays straight. I'm a hard, hard worker every day. I'm a hard, hard worker, and I'm saving all my pay. If I ever get some money put away, I'm gonna take it all out to celebrate. I'm a hard, hard worker every day. I'm a hard, hard worker every day. I'm a hard, hard worker every day.
It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and keep on working long as my 2 hands are fit to use. I drink my beer at a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. But I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day, get tired on the weekend. After I draw my payment, I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer that evening, sing a little bit of this working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, be a little bummed around. Throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town. Back working, I got to buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink my beer at a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here come a working man.
Stop bumping all over the place. could sleep. Find a ticket, win a lottery. Scoop the pearls up from the sea. Cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling in my bed. That money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, to buy all the things you need. Oh, babe, I'll buy you a jet plane, babe. Get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet and then take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby, then cool, cold in fields of snow, and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming.
Episode 94 coming at you, nickel and dimed.
Rhyming Treason Radio. the one, the only. It's always free. We don't want any of your money.
Yeah, we don't have to charge hidden fees to listen to this amazing podcast.
There's no, you know, there's no free app.
Shiesty Fox.
I'm sorry, what?
We're not Shiesty Fox. We're not trying to bone you out of your money.
No.
Like every corporation these days.
This show costs us money to do.
That's right.
So, you're welcome.
$10 a month of the Bean. The mighty Bean. Evil corporation, indeed.
Yeah, but you can find us on all sorts of various podcasting sites and locales, like iTunes and Podbender and
Podbender,
all sorts of shit. So
they don't charge a fee either.
No,
which is sweet.
Yeah, some good guys over there. Also, shouts out to another podcast, the English Reeves Show. Those guys are good fans of the show. They got a great podcast also on Podbean. Check them out, the English Reeves Show.
Yeah, English Reeves, thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it.
And they don't charge either.
So yeah, I get to go pay gas surcharge before driving home. Can't wait for that. Hidden gas tax.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Good times.
Although I don't understand how they can call it a hidden gas tax when you're like, oh, so... What? How's it hidden if you're telling me?
I guess, yeah, that's true.
No, but I mean...
Never thought of it like that.
But that's what they call it. And it's like, you mean it's hidden because you front-loaded into whatever is on the sign for the price of the gas? Like,
yeah.
Okay, then, so the price that you pay is the price that you pay. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, Politrix, man. Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Coming up next, some more DJ Matador original programming.
Yeah.
A lot of speeches about how we're completely fucked. And I've been our entire lives.
Yeah, shouts
out. We're in our 30s. So, yeah, 30 years of getting boned in the behind.
Shouts out to DJ Matador for making all these original mixes, man. That's good shit.
We also got hats.
Yeah, unique, one-of-a-kind, private-labeled Rem and Treason Radio.
3 hours on a night shift. It was time well spent.
Fucking flex fit.
That's right. Flex fit for life.
Excellent hat.
So we're consumers. We're American bitches.
You can see a picture of these wonderful hats on our Facebook page. Rhyme.
The book.
If you don't want to like us, you can always actually be our friend, which is, our name is Rhymeand, is the first name. And Treason Radio is the last name. And there we are. And you'll see us there.
All right. So here we go.
Enough of the shameless self-promotion.
Yep. Nickel and dime. But yeah, after that, speaking of shameless self-promotion, fuck the 1%, my band Fight Music, we have a new album, Let Them Eat Cock. It's on Amazon, it's on iTunes, it's all over your internet.
The Easy Dub All-Stars are in
Spotify.
There.
Spotify.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Check them out on Spotify.
A bunch of crap.
It's a good time. CD Baby, right? You can buy your albums
and
on CD Baby.
Actually, we get paid, like, I think, 8 cents. For one play on Spotify.
Per track or for the album?
I don't know. Maybe it's 5 cents. I don't know. Anyway, here we go.
Tom York, eat your heart out.
Nick Lindine. Ryan.
And Treason.
Money. It's a crime. Share it fairly. We're gonna take a slice of my pie. Money. I'm
now, having reduced the society to squalor, the Federal Reserve bankers decided that the gold standard should be removed. In order to do this, they needed to acquire the remaining gold in the system. So, under the pretense of helping to end the Depression, came the 1933 gold seizure. Under the threat of imprisonment for 10 years, everyone in America was required to turn in all gold bullion to the Treasury, essentially robbing the public of what little wealth they had left. And at the end of 1933, the gold standard was abolished. If you look at a dollar bill from before 1933, it says it is redeemable in gold. You look at a dollar bill today, it says it is legal tender, which means it is backed by absolutely nothing. It is worthless paper. The only thing that gives our money value is how much of it is in circulation. Therefore, the power to regulate the money supply is also the power to regulate its value, which is also the power to bring entire economies and societies to its knees.
In everything apparently but fees. Because whether it's ATM surcharges spiking or monthly checking account fees soaring, you are paying. To date, 77 different Dodd-Frank regulations have cost consumers and businesses more than $15 billion. And that's with only 40% of the Dodd-Frank financial law in place.
You gotta pay taxes for shit you don't even use. City tax, state tax, social security tax. You don't get the money till you're 65. 65! Meanwhile, the average black man dies at 54. Wow.
percent of America has 40% of all the nation's wealth. The bottom 80%, 8 out of every 10 people, or 80 out of these 100, only has 7% between them. And this has only gotten worse in the last 20 to 30 years. While the richest 1% take home almost a quarter of the national income today, in 1976, they took home only 9%. Meaning their share of income has nearly tripled in the last 30 years. The top 1% own half the country's stocks, bonds, and mutual funds.
listen to the fascists sing.
Take hope here, war is elsewhere, you were chosen. This is God's land, soon we'll be free of blood and mixture. Seeds planted by our forefathers' hands.
The old sound, just like the new sound, over the new ground. Ain't the new sound just like the old sound? Look at the noose now, over the, over the, over the burning ground.
There's been a deviation from the norm. Your state has everything categorized, indexed, tagged. You are the strength. People like me are the weakness. You control and order and dictate, and my kind merely follow and obey. But something's gone wrong, hasn't it? I don't fit.
My car broke. down. Such a classic excuse, it should be frost by now. Broke up in that relief somehow. It's the end of the discussions that just go round and 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 round and, round. And should have been.
You can give it to the birds and bees. I need some money. Need some money. Oh, yeah. What I want. Your love give me such a thrill. But your love don't pay my bills. I need.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 94, Nickel and Dimed.
Thanks for listening. If you did, we're all nickel and dimed in this goddamn country. Constantly hidden fees, ATM charges, fucking
all
prices going up on your TV bill, internet bill.
All of it to line some motherfucker's pockets.
They squeeze every last cent out of the poor working son of a bitch. You and I.
So we can put in 12-hour days for the same amount of money that we used to get paid for 6-hour days?
Yeah, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, it's not often that a podcast can last over 4 years, almost 5 years. And we thank you for your support, for listening. And
5 years of domination in your face, motherfucker.
Deal with it, people. Let's see here. 5 years. There's 12 months in a year. That's $10 a month.
Don't talk about it, because I'm the sap that paid it. But, you know, flushing money down the toilet, it's part of being a man.
Yeah, we're getting nickel and dime to bring you this podcast, people. You're welcome.
All right, here we go.
Hope you enjoyed it. A couple more tracks, and then we're out of here. Ta-ta.
Rhyme.
And pennies of treason.
What I want. Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be
be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Saying all you people listening, thank you for all your money. We really appreciate it. It's going to a very useful cause, the Help Dre Get a Brand New Testarossa Ferrari Fund.
Don't let money change your
telling him his rhymes ain't appealing anymore and his records ain't selling shit. Now he's dropped from his label and he's going broke. Try the underground return, get on password vault. And the same faces that he dissed on his way to the top laughed as they watched him through the downstroke. Now the moral of the story is that some go. Why would money make the inner vision crumble? So if you're blessed with the talent, utilize it to the fullest. Be true to yourself and stay humble.
The Deputy Dog from the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. When I crawl out of the underground, I listen to Rhyme and Treason Radio with DJ Gower and DJ El Matador. See you in the pit.
Bitter brown. His world is crumbling, his ship is weighted down. He doesn't care as long as he can wear the crown. I know this man all too well. It's my poor friend me, a portrayal of the great dichotomy. It's my poor friend me, and I'm running out of steam. I know that people who are cynical and vain, they point their finger cause they can't accept the blame. They live their lives under a blanket of shame, and their progeny crawl from underneath that. Lately I've come to see the solution, and it begins with me. But I'm so fallibly human, I pick the lock but will not turn the key. Yeah. Of people running scared, we live, breathe, and die. All too aware that time is slipping on by. We have solutions, but don't even try. And I feel I know just who to blame. It's my poor friend me, a reminder of a tragic history.
Tragic history.
It's my poor friend me, and I'm running out of steam. We'll be right back.
To be okay, the wages that you get will help you to forget. Will you keep your ideologies or throw them all away when the system has you beaten? Even now you haven't eaten because you can't afford to eat or drink to keep your brain alive. Blame the system for the weather, carry on as ever. You go to work at Upper State and come back home at five. Look the government in the face talking about the human race, how they got them out of space, but it never stopped the wars. Humanity is based on greed and vanity. The ones who make decisions are the ones who make the laws. But you're still in this society, so what's your main priority? Remain in the majority, you never really cared. Or cultivate the hate to annihilate the state. Are you prepared to die for your beliefs or just to dye your hair? Just a bunch of fights. You cannot change the system till you change your own restrictions. Communication and conviction gotta kick until it breaks.
My dream of owning a big house on a hill, how I used to wish for a living room with a plaster lion in it from Mexico, and how I always wanted a large 24-seat dining table in a dining room with original oil paintings by Michelangelo and Rembrandt. And remember how I always wanted a rotating bed with pink chiffon and zebra stripes? And remember how I used to chit-chat with Dad about always wanting a bathtub shaped like a clam? And an office with orange and white stripes. And remember how much I wanted an all-red billiard room with a giant stuffed camel. And how I wanted a disco room with my own disco dancers and a party room with fancy friends. And remember how much I wanted a big backyard with Grecian statues, S-shaped hedges, and three swimming pools. Well, I got that too.
Rhyme.
And treason.